This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
In the rearview mirror, except the leftovers, which is really the best part. UND hockey team gets a stellar victory last night at Mariucci Arena, game two tonight. Nice little Thanksgiving treat there. And we have Black Friday today, meaning you can shop till your heart's content and find bargains everywhere, including where I'm broadcasting live today from the B-Mobile location. I'm in Fargo, 13th Avenue South, just east of I-29 on 13th in front of PetroServe USA. Right here. With some fantastic doorbuster specials. Oh my gosh. iPhones, Samsung, the latest, and much more. Tell you about all that coming up on the program today we call What's on Your Mind. Senator Kevin Cramer will be here for the Talk Radio Town Hall. First hour, you're welcome to call me. Are you an Apple guy or a Samsung guy, Todd?
Apple only because, well, not only because, mainly because our software that we use here is only iOS. They don't have it for Android. Otherwise, I might.
You're saying that wouldn't be your first choice? Is that what you? Is that what you're saying?
iPhone wouldn't be the the default. I don't have a choice, so the choice is made for me. Otherwise, I would consider a Droid, but. iPhone it is.
I'm looking at they're really nice. I'm looking at a red Samsung S10e. This is like the bomb. This is like the big deal right now. This is the latest and the greatest. Unbelievable. And if you come in here right now, they say, okay, here's the deal. You get this. You get the Galaxy Tab A. You get the Galaxy Watch Active 2 for zero, goose egg, and taxes and fees. That's their bundle deal. The Apple deal is the iPhone XS, which is the one with the really nice camera, right? It has a fancy schmancy. Like, I have the XR. That's not as good a camera as the XS, right? A little better.
Right.
Yeah. So, and that one's here. You get that, an iPad, and a Series 3 Apple Watch. $99 plus taxes and fees. So the bundles right now are like unbelievable, B-Mobile. And B-Mobile has locations throughout just look at a North Dakota map, and you're going to throw a dart, and you'll hit one of them. Minnesota, too. They're in western Minnesota. They're in South Dakota. So all these deals are good at all the locations. You don't have to just come find me right here. So anyway, I my arm would be gone if I didn't have my Apple phone. I'm just it's like not.
No, I hate that feeling of leaving it home and, I'm naked.
I just mean the technology of it. I got to have it because I, you know.
Ah, agree.
So used to the features over the years, and yeah, really contemplating an upgrade to 11, and they have a good deal on the 11 here too today. So I just, you know,
yeah, I know, a lot but of I'm on the edge of my seat too for that same upgrade. It's like, should I get the 11 Pro?
Have you seen the pictures?
I know.
Have you seen the pictures? Well, I mean, it's amazing what it does. With the phone.
Yeah, let's face it, we may be radio people, but we're just as picture-driven now as many other industries, and the difference is there. I mean, you can't deny it.
Yeah. So anyway, we're having our Black Friday fun. Did you have fun at Max today?
I sure did. You know, yeah, big Black Friday sales. The early bird stuff's still going on until 10, folks, so if you're just getting up, head over to Max.
Oh, my gosh, the turkey was good, and the hockey was even better. And speaking of which, I have a pair of tickets. Yeah. The next home game for the UND, Fighting Sioux. Can this be right? I think it's January 3rd. They're not home in December.
The what?
So they're on a pretty good stretch.
The what?
What'd I say?
The UND Fighting what?
Is the buzzer coming out? Hawks?
Don't make me, I'm trying to... I'm trying to stay positive and being thankful for everything I have, but as one of the guys in the flagship station in Grand Forks, you know, I have to be careful. Maybe you don't have to because you were the Fighting Sioux announcer in its day. I, on the other hand,
grandfathered in.
Right. I mean, it was in your era.
Grandfathered.
That's just like if you played for the St. Louis Cardinals, you don't have to call yourself an Arizona Cardinal because you're a St. Louis Cardinal. You're like Jim Hart or something. So I guess you can say it, but I can't. That's
thank you.
No buzzer, I guess.
Anyway, UND plays Alabama Huntsville in hockey January 3rd at 7:37. It's a Friday night game. Right after the holiday. I have not one, but two tickets for that in my hot little hands. So first person to come on by and say, hey, Scott, lay a couple of hockey tickets on me. You got them right here today. Okay, so come find me at the B-Mobile location on 13th Avenue, Southwest Fargo, just a tish east of the I-29, 13th Avenue South interchange there. You go west to West Acres, you go east to B-Mobile, right in front of PetroServe USA. Okay.
Now, there's always one in Bismarck and Kirkwood Mall because my wife and I just got a bunch of stuff from there the other day. So
now you're going to make me tell you all the locations. I promise to tell you all.
No, just trying to help out. Or, you know, if you're a K-Fire listener, you may not be heading all the way in this weather over to Fargo. I can save you the drive, Kirkwood Mall, and ask for the Todd Mitchell special, which I have no idea what happens, if anything. They'll probably just get confused and ask who's Todd Mitchell, but.
Next time I'll go to that location. They're in Iowa. In a lot of places, when the sound of my voice, you can go get these deals today. But the hockey tickets, they are at the B-Mobile location on 13th Avenue South in Fargo today. But North Dakota locations include Bismarck Clydesdale Drive, Kirkwood Mall, Mapleton Avenue up north. In Grand Forks, they're in South Columbia. They're in Devil's Lake. They're in Dickinson. They have a north and south store in Dickinson. Fargo, they're on 13th, 19th Avenue North as well, 32nd Avenue South, University. Let's see here, Minot, they're at the mall. Jamestown, South and North Stores. There's a Minot South Store. They're in Stanley, Valley City, Williston, West Fargo, Wahpeton. Okay? You see what I'm saying? A lot of B-Mobile locations for you to find. Minnesota.
No, I hear what you're saying.
Alexandria, Bemidji, Detroit Lakes. City Center and West.
Why do people say you see what I'm saying? No, but I hear
Fergus Falls, where I went to kindergarten, Laverne, Minnesota. That's where I went to kindergarten, right there.
Really?
Montevideo, my hometown. Yeah. Morris, New Orleans.
Did you get kicked out of Montevideo for your kindergarten, or what happened?
Thiefer Falls. No. What do you mean kicked out? Moved to Montevideo after my first grade on.
Oh.
Montevideo. Kindergarten was Laverne.
Okay, but you were hometown,
special because
so where
I went
were you
to
when you were born? Where were you living?
Pipestone.
Ah, okay. Isn't that your hometown then?
You know, that's a good question. What you know, we could do a whole show on that. What, you know, defines your hometown? I say my hometown is Montevideo, Minnesota, because I graduated from high school in Montevideo.
I guess you do the Facebook thing and born and then hometown. I mean, my hometown is Bismarck, hands down. But I've spent the first 18 years of my life.
I always say my adopted hometown is Grand Forks because up until recently, I spent most of my adult life in Grand Forks.
Right.
But that's now changed because it's flipped to Fargo. I'm a North Dakota. My hometown is North Dakota. Let's just leave it
there. There you go. Love it.
Not be too painful. Today on the program, Senator Kevin Cramer will be here. Talk Radio Town Hall. Take any and all questions that you have today on the program. I also have the rest of our conversation from yesterday's special Thanksgiving Day edition conversation with Ed O'Keefe, the CEO of the Theodore Roosevelt Presidential Library Foundation. We didn't get to all that interview yesterday. Play a little more today. Fascinating conversation about what they're planning and what they can do now to bring the story of Theodore Roosevelt to life in a way that just is embracing technology and new ways of storytelling and pretty interesting. I can't wait. I'm fired up for it. So there's that as well today on the program. And, of course, your calls, your questions, your comments, If you'd like a free MyPillow, we'll give another one of those away today. All you need to do is answer the question, Apple or Samsung? It's sort of like UND or NDSU. You know, these are, you're just, most folks are just very passionate one way, and you're not going to be both. Right? Ford, Chevy. It's just what you do. So, go ahead. Send me a text at 701-367-2054. Bonus points if you include your leftovers, what they look like today. I already have one photo of somebody's turkey meal. And I was, just looking forward to this. When I saw turkey dinner yesterday, I can't wait to see somebody's turkey dinner. Guess what it is, Todd? It's festive turkey loaf and gravy, white meat in a box.
But at least they have turkey. Bachelor version.
Yes, exactly.
Nice.
At least they had turkey, right?
True. Technically.
Yeah. Right, exactly. Okay, tell me what's on your mind. Live from B-Mobile today for Black Friday on What's On Your Mind. Call us 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. More after
Titan
that.
Machinery has the most versatile tractors on the market, the new generation T7 series from New Holland. These tractors expertly handle the field work of row crop and mixed farming operations, as well as tough hauling, transport, and utility chores. Nine models from 140 to 3,000 horsepower give you precise control and best-in-class comfort of the Horizon cab. See your local Northern Region New Holland dealer about New Holland T7 tractors today. They give you power, versatility, comfort, and efficiency.
Agriculture feeds the world. Energy shines the light upon it. North Dakota is blessed to have an abundance of both. Wind energy helps keep our electricity reliable and low cost, and sends new property tax revenue to 28 North Dakota counties. Landowners benefit from offering their private property as part of wind farms by giving them a steady stream of reliable income on their property for decades. It's a win-win situation. Wind energy and agriculture, a great partnership for North Dakota's future. This message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
InterOffice and Herman Miller are the perfect team to help you create a new, beautiful, and efficient office setting. If you're thinking about moving or upgrading your office, talk to the team at InterOffice. Their experienced consultants, combined with the quality and functionality of the Herman Miller design, make for a super customer experience while you think through the many options of style and layouts. InterOffice and Herman Miller, with locations in Fargo and Bismarck. Environments for life.
Come and experience genuine North Dakota hospitality at New Leaf Hospitality Hotel. Offering 7 prime locations in western North Dakota. The Hawthorne Suites in Minot, Mainstay Suites in Stanley and Tioga, the Teddy's Residential Suites and Little Missouri Inn and Suites in Newtown and Watford City. Home of the prime rib specials every Friday and Saturday night. For more information and to book your next stay, please visit NewLeafHospitality.com. NewLeafHospitality.com. You're going to love it.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
I was sitting there selling turnips on a flatbed truck, crunching on a pork rind when she pulled up. She had
crunching on a pork rind, selling turnips in a pickup truck. Is that not sound heavenly. I don't think we'll be doing much of that in this weather that's coming.
Unfortunately not.
No, not exactly right. We're going to make Berta a co-host of the program here. Hi, Berta. How are you?
I am well.
Berta's from B-Mobile. And she is just a friendly face here helping folks on Black Friday. We've started our online survey. It's actually not an online survey. It's my phone. Mm-hmm. But maybe I'll start an online one. Todd and I are, never afraid to throw up a Facebook poll, right? And the question is Samsung or Apple? And somebody's going to win a free MyPillow today. That's for anybody listening. Somebody in or near us here at the 13th Avenue South B-Mobile location could win a pair of free UND hockey tickets for Alabama Huntsville on the 3rd of January. Free on me. So that's a good way to go. So come on by and take advantage of that. What do you, I mean, as someone that's here day in and day out, now, today's Black Friday. What on the deal sheet here says, oh, wow.
I think if you're not a Verizon customer, today is a fantastic day to become one just because of the switcher promotion that we have going on.
The switcher?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
So say you're AT&T, say you're Sprint, and if you've been towing the line of, you know, as soon as I leave the FM area, my service, it's okay, but it could be better. Coming into Verizon, we have coverage everywhere, especially in the heartland, not just in the Twin Cities, not just in the metro area, but especially if you're porting multiple lines too, you're going to get $400 plus buy one, get ones, plus tablets. So, I mean, there's something for everyone, whether you're a current Verizon customer or a new one.
When you say buy one, get one, that's on phones?
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Like the the Apple phone, the Samsung phone?
As far as credits go. So, I mean, we could definitely work the math in as soon as customers do happen to come in. But, I mean, that switcher promo, if you're not a Verizon customer, today's an amazing day to become one.
Wow. And if you are, there's still some great deals.
Mm-hmm.
The Doorbusters.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh.
Stacks on stacks on stacks.
I can't believe it. I'm looking at boxes of Apple Watches and iPads and Apple phones. And same thing, this Samsung deal is on the latest Samsung model,
mm-hmm.
right? Yeah.
Like three digits as far as coming off the price of that. So if you kind of been thinking like, I think I want a smartwatch. They're one of those things that you don't know you need until you actually buy one. And then it's on your wrist and you use it every single day and it tracks your steps. You can order dominoes directly from your wrist. How cool is that?
That is pretty cool. And you know what I most like about B-Mobile is that I come here and number one, I get just great help because, it's just like it can be a real hassle. To switch phones or upgrade or it is, yeah. But there's been people in here in and out in 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm. We're locally owned, so I mean we treat people like people. You're not just a number when you come in, and we like to make regulars. We like to make family. Like you come in and we know like, hey, you got your iPhone XR last year. Let's get you an 11 today.
Yeah. How did you know?
I just good guess.
Exactly right. So come see Berta and the crew at B-Mobile.
Absolutely.
13th Avenue South location, free pair of tickets, or stop and see us at any of the B-Mobile locations throughout North Dakota, Minnesota, and beyond. South Dakota as well. Thank you very much.
Absolutely.
We'll chat with you later. Berta from B-Mobile, come see us today. Right now, it's trending Samsung winning, but Apple's, hanging in there. Exactly right. Texter says, Ralph said if he hears the words Fighting Sioux again, he will shoot his radio. I don't know why Todd must be... Maybe that's what you need in the way of an enforcement mechanism so I don't get you in any kind of trouble there. Something more lethal. What do you think? Yes? No? Maybe? I hear you. Telephone number, by the way, is 701-258-0550, 701-258-0550. How cool was it that President Trump snuck over to Afghanistan and served up a little turkey dinner with the troops yesterday? Was that not cool or what? And, he was scooping up some serious... Did you see any of the footage of him actually behind the chow line there? I mean, he's taking that scooper and I mean, it was the real deal. There was no messing around. He knows those guys are hungry. And took a ton of photos, did a little speech, didn't do some big long thing, but did a little talk with the chairman of the Joint Chiefs. And I thought that was pretty cool. I love those kind of surprises. That's fun. And it's no small undertaking. I mean, they had to sneak him out of Mar-a-Lago, get him to a plane in Florida, They left Air Force One there, flew him to Andrews Air Force Base, gets on Air Force One, the other Air Force One there, the 747, flies all the way, I forget how many hours, but a ridiculously long time, to Afghanistan, you know, goes there. All of the media that joined the trip, they have to put, you know, cell phones and, you know, MiFi cards and all of their devices have to go in like a little bag before they can even get anywhere near the plane. And they don't get them until they get back because it's totally obviously embargoed for understandable reasons. So, yeah, I thought that was rather, well, it's always interesting. George W. Bush did it. I think President Obama did it too. And it's just one of those, you know, a holiday that you think how, you know, there's just turkey, there's just mashed potatoes, right? You're going here, you're going there. And you think of our troops over there and what they're doing without. Yeah, they got a turkey meal, but that's, trust me, it's not the same in a chow line. Families back home and everything else, or at least a little bit of a adrenaline to have the President of the United States come. I think that's pretty cool. I think it also politically has to be just driving Adam Schiff and Nancy Pelosi and the rest of these folks crazy because their little scheme is not working very well. I mean, it's sort of falling apart. What do you think they think when they watch their television on Thanksgiving and here's the troops warmly embracing the President of the United States, just hooting and hollering, absolutely digging the guy? Think they like that?
What was the last Democrat in office who got that warm a welcome by the troops?
Yeah, there was. You could always tell with Obama that it was like, you know, I'm clapping because I have to clap. The generals are watching, but that's about the only reason I'm clapping. Yeah, you can tell a genuine reception. You can. So, I don't know. They probably like Clinton, huh? I don't know. Hard not to like Clinton.
But as warm a welcome? I mean, I'm not saying they'd would have given a cold shoulder. No, I don't think they would have. But the warmest welcomes have been to which the top five presidents of the modern era that have gotten the warmest welcomes from the troops.
Yeah, there's no doubt. I'd say George W. Bush in that first trip, that very first trip, when we all went, what? He went to Iraq, right? You couldn't believe it. And that was big. And I also like how they did that, because I don't know, I detected that the troops this time knew the president was coming. And maybe that was because he went into a mess hall first and, you know, they had to get logistics down. But when George W. Bush was announced in Iraq, they didn't know he was there. They thought they were going to hear from, you know, some other general or kind of your typical protocol. And it was... it was a lift the roof moment, no doubt about it. But it's I don't know. It's neat. I'm glad they do it. You know, here's the president saying, I'll be away from my family to go thank them for being away from their family. I like that they do that. I do. What else is on your mind? Let me know what's on your mind. Continues after this. Tell you about the first magical Medora Christmas in Linton, North Dakota tonight. There's still tickets, so more after this.
Red Rock Auto is in Watford City, North Dakota, with Dodge and Chrysler products, Jeep as well. Adam Nelson, the owner, is with us. What brought you to Watford City?
I think it was really the perspective that we got after we came out into Williston with the Ford dealership up there. And being that close to Watford City, it gave us a firsthand perspective on the amount of activity, the amount of commerce, the amount of real industry around the Watford City area.
What's the environment like in Watford City for an entrepreneur?
We found it just very inviting. The way they kind of greet you with open arms in Watford City, everyone from the planning and zoning to city officials, they make it easy to do business in Watford City.
What would you want current and future residents of the Watford City and the region to know about Red Rock Auto?
Well, we're here to serve you. We want to build relationships and serve this community for a long time. Watford City it's been a great place to set up a business in. And so when you're out about the state, I encourage people to come this direction.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It's Black Friday today, then comes Small Business Saturday, and Cyber Monday is looming as well.
and millions of Americans are expected to go holiday shopping over the next few days. The National Retail Federation, expecting about 115 million shoppers, are out there today looking for deals on Black Friday. This woman is a first-timer in Minneapolis.
It's my first experience ever in 42 years to ever be in a store on Black Friday at all. So this is like coming in with a bang. But I think once Thanksgiving starts, it's on.
Iraqi Prime Minister Adel Abdul Mahdi saying he's resigning after weeks of violent protests in that country and after the nation's top Shiite Muslim cleric called for a change in leadership. Security forces in Iraq have killed about 400 mostly peaceful demonstrators and injured thousands more. This is USA Radio News.
Black Friday starts now at Banana Republic Factory. Get 60% off everything and an extra 60% off clearance. Shop our biggest sale of the year with cozy sweaters from $19.99. Find your nearest store or shop online only at Banana Republic Factory. Black Friday starts now at Banana Republic Factory. Get 60% off everything and an extra 60% off clearance. Shop our biggest sale of the year with cozy sweaters from $19.99. Find your nearest store or shop online only at Banana Republic Factory.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new Plan Finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits. Come on, Fred. Maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new Plan Finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
Those UND hockey tickets are gone. Lucky winner. Other ways to win, though. We're giving away a MyPillow today if you text in your favorite brand of phone. Is it Samsung or is it Apple? We're trying to settle that score right now today. You can text 701-367-2054 or Todd at 701-226-8503. We're at B-Mobile today. B-Mobile is located all throughout North Dakota, west of Minnesota. Well, actually, much of Minnesota. Well into that Laverne. You don't get any more southern. I guess that's western, too. But whatever. You get the idea. Anyway, B-Mobile locations, North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota. Black Friday specials everywhere today. That's why we're broadcasting live from here today. We're also brought to you in part by our friends at MyPillow. I mentioned we're giving one of those away today. And talk about Black Friday. They've got all kinds of Black Friday specials. If you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Specials tab. How about this deal? Buy one, get one, Giza Dream Sheets, and no shipping. Free charge, no shipping charge. How about that? MyPillow Towels, 30% off with the promo code SCOTT right now in all those great colors, white stone, mineral gray, ocean blue, royal purple. And they're great. They're really great. They actually absorb moisture. I know it's a novel concept for a towel. And the MyPillows, a lot of specials there, like the body pillow, $89.99. Normally, now $29.99. Yeah, and much more. 800-506-9028 or MyPillow.com. All right, let's go to Roulette. And Jeff's on the phone. Hello, Jeff. What's on your mind?
To start out with, happy Thanksgiving to you guys. I love the show.
Thank you. Same to you.
How about them fighting Sioux Hockey, Sioux Hockey team? They'll always be the Sioux to me.
There's nothing wrong with that, Jeff. There's nothing wrong with that at all. There's a lot of storied history there. And I honestly will never, 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 never understand how it was a bad idea to honor the heritage of a great people, when the elders themselves said, UND, would you honor us by calling yourselves the Fighting Sioux? And then for people to now say, I want to take that away, I don't get it, but it is what it is. I hope at some point, somewhere, somehow, the common sense prevails and they bring it back and help a lot of folks in the process. We shall see.
Yep. Anyway, my point here is you were talking about President Trump visiting the troops in Afghanistan, which, by the way, well done, Mr. President. I was on Twitter yesterday when I finished work, and there was I come across a tweet from Buzz Patterson, and he was showing a tweet from a reporter. I believe this reporter, he's from the liberal propaganda Washington Times or Washington Post or something. His name is Mark Noller. And he tweeted out a picture of a motorcade, and this is what he wrote under the picture. President motorcade this morning pulls into Trump International Golf Club in West Palm Beach. By my count, his 61st visit to this course, it brings the number of days as president he's been to a golf club to 224. Now, this Buzz Patterson for Congress, you know, he says, dude, he's in Afghanistan eating with the troops. Is Trump the master troll or what? I mean, yeah. He probably sent that motorcade out knowing that the press is going to come up with some cockamamie garbage like this Noller just put. And I'll send you guys the link so you can look at it. But I thought it was just...
Please.
The press is so drunk with hatred, and they just can't stop.
Yeah, there was a story by a Newsweek reporter yesterday, too, that was put up that said how will Trump spend a day tweeting, golfing, and some other thing. Later had to take that down and apologize because they put that up before he did what he did. That's a beauty. Thank you, Jeff. Appreciate the call. I had not seen the Mark Noller one. Mark Noller is a longtime reporter. I think he's CBS. And his thing is to keep, like, strings like that and scores. You know, the thing with Trump and his golf clubs is he's very often there working. Remember, that's where he was at when he was vetting, you know, who was going to be in his cabinet, you know. And when he golfs, Lindsey Graham's along, Rand Paul's along. I mean, you know, there's work going on there, too. You know, the idea that it's silly, honestly, to think that presidents aren't presidents, no matter what they're doing. All that weight is still there. Steve in Minot, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yeah, did you happen to see the When the River Becomes the Wall on WDAY last night?
I did not. I've seen some of that reporting from Kevin Wallivan. I know Senator Kramer was interviewed for that, but I didn't see last night's. I don't know what else has been added or what was different, but I've seen parts of it, but I did not see last night.
It makes them look like the real fake news, because that was a real good propaganda piece for the liberal media. I think Joseph Goebbels would have been real proud of them.
But what was bad about it?
Well, they were down there and just whining over the poor people that are trying to get in from Honduras and how terrible it is, and we got to do something, and yada, yada, yada. But I'm just wondering how many of them guys are going to open their homes up for these immigrants to come in, along with all the illegals and the drugs. They never said anything about all the MS-13 people coming in or none of the illegal drugs coming in. And they tried to make Kramer with his interviews, they tried to make him look like the bad guy. And, no, it was horrible hit.
Yeah, and, you know, and sadly, do you know a lot of those families that are coming over, the cartels help them get across. Okay, and when I say help, it's for pay.
Right.
Also, they you know, the number of women and children that are abused will blow your mind. It's a huge percentage of the women and girls that are, and they come across the border, and once they get here, the cartels like have a contract with them. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And the contract says, okay, you're in the U.S. now, but you owe us this back, and we know where you are. So the housing or whatever, they know where they're at. But if they don't pay them, they come like a mafia boss and shake you down.
Oh, yeah.
So if you build a wall, Steve, you build a border barrier, you shut down the criminal enterprise of the cartel. They can't do that anymore. They can't come across. So some of the very same people who lament the human tragedy, and they're right, it is a human tragedy, but it's caused by the cartels.
Right.
They are facilitating it. And if you don't let Donald Trump or the Congress stop it, then you're as much part of the problem as the cartels, in my mind.
Big time, yeah. And then, you know, our stupid immigration laws we got are a huge part of that, because they're... And these people from these different countries think that we're the shining city on a hill, and that's where you got to go because everything's free and the whole work's there, you know. So that's the wrong image to be pointing out to all these people. I mean, we're looking for immigrants, but they're looking for ones that work, not them that are going to be on welfare, which the Democrats already did vote to have all the Medicare stuff for these immigrants is going to be free, and we got to pay for it. So I'm wondering on these liberals that are going down there and whining about all this, how many of them are willing to give up their job to these guys or house them in their own house and pay for all their food and their room and their board and all their medical care? In the meantime, our farmers are suffering because their crops are bad and the weather was horrible. And are we supposed to not help them and then help these other people that are trying to get in here illegally? Because we're not made out of gold.
No, that's a fair point. No doubt about it. I mean, it's one that I often ask the same thing you are, Steve, to say, okay, you've done a good job of identifying a problem. Where is your solution here? Where is the solution? And very often, by the way, these are the same people that don't want the solutions that would fix the problem, like the border wall. So, you know, I think the same thing when I see these you know, documentaries and, you know, yeah, it's terrible. Tell me something I don't know. It's horrible. It's awful. But really, unless you, two things. One, in my mind, build the wall. Also, you know, the cartels are more powerful than the government down there. I heard a story about a town in Mexico, and I forget which town it was, but a town in Mexico that the entire police force, and it wasn't a small force, it was like over 1,000 people that were in the police force, they fired all of them because they were all corrupt. The entire government police force was corrupt. They were being paid off by the cartels. So the cartels are ugly. And we saw that family with North Dakota connections murdered recently down there. Another example of the level of violence these people will go to. I think we also should spend some resources on the cartels. We send troops all over the world for all kinds of conflicts. We better look at the one staring us in the face on the southern border. I mean, that'd be another way to take this on. You got to go after the cartels.
Right, and that back before World War One, old Pershing was down there cleaning them guys up. You know, that's something that's been going on for years. When he chased, I forget that Mexican's name, but they chased him out of Texas and Arizona and whatnot. And so that's something that's been going on for a long time. But I don't see why these people always just give things one-sided. Why don't they go interview the victims of these people that have been killed by MS-13 and all the people out that have lost family members to drugs that these people brought in or got killed in automobile accidents because these people are here illegally and they don't know how to drive and they don't have insurance and that kind of stuff.
Yeah, for a news story, you're right, they should. For a news story, if the story is, look at all these people that are in a horrible plight at the border, then you talk, you know, to somebody about, you know, the impacts of that and why we don't have a border wall yet. I would agree with you. Now, Kevin Wallivan is a good reporter. I know him. He's a nice guy. And his documentaries very often would be, you know, that's a little different than a news story. He's telling the story of these folks down there. I credit him for getting Senator Kramer in there and talking about some of the things that were done and some others as part of that. But documentaries sometimes tend to be more sort of, you know, pull the heartstrings and tell a story through a certain eye without necessarily being on this side, on that side, on true journalism. So I didn't see it, but I've seen enough of them to know exactly why you're frustrated, Steve. And I appreciate you listening very much.
Well, I got one more thing. I'm going to change the subject. We went up to the airbase on yesterday for a Thanksgiving meal for the senior citizens, and them guys did a really, really good job up there. And I want to put out a big shout-out for them because they're an awesome bunch of people, and they're all volunteers, and they were anyone from the lowest to the highest, because there was E-1s in there running around serving food, and there was also some E-9 sergeants doing the same thing, a bunch of officers, and the commander of the base and the commander of the missile wing, and their wives were greeting everybody when we came in, and it was amazing, and it was really awesome, and I really appreciate it, and I appreciate our military and all they do for this country.
Well said, Steve. Thank you so much. What a neat deal. I'd love to have seen that. Kudos to the airmen at the Minot Air Force Base for putting that on for seniors. Great idea. I will take a short break and be back with more from B-Mobile, 13th Avenue South location. The hockey tickets are gone. Gave those away. But there's more fun to come on What's on Your Mind, so don't touch that
dial. Since Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces, we've been providing you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. Call 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount, or go online to pccnd.com.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free, no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming auctions include 950 acres of exceptional crop, pasture, and hunting land in Rolette County, North Dakota. 200 acres of exceptional cropland in Ward County, North Dakota. 160 acres of exceptional cropland in Trail County, North Dakota. And an exceptional land lease auction in Logan County, North Dakota, featuring crop and pasture land. For more information on these auctions and many more, call Piper's 877-700-4099 or view all auctions at Piper's.com.
Since Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces, we've been providing you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. Call 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount, or go online to pccnd.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55. But with treatment, it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases, reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Be mobile today for their Black Friday deals, and there are deals. Holy buckets, doorbusters like the iPhone XS 64 gigabyte bundle. Okay, so you purchase an iPhone XS, you get a 10.2-inch iPad and a Series 3 Apple Watch for $99. No kidding. Or if you're into Samsung, the S10e, which is really, really the phone right now, a red, Cardinal Red S10e, Galaxy tablet, and Active 2 watch, zero, cost you nothing, just taxes and fees. Doorbuster deal right here. You can go to the iPhone Series 11, get an iPad and an Apple Watch with that, up to $400 off Apple iPhone 11 series. That's huge savings. And just all kinds of great Black Friday savings. Another good deal is if you buy a tablet, they'll give you 50% off on the liquid black ice. That's that new way to chemically bond with the device to make sure your screen doesn't. And if you're one of those folks debating, do I get rid of my landline, do I keep my landline, do I not, they have a home phone and jetpack. So you keep your number that you've always had, and then you also improve your internet speeds. All that is free today with a two-year contract. So a lot of reasons to come by and see us at B-Mobile. We're at 3350 13th Avenue South in Fargo. But there are B-Mobile locations all throughout North Dakota, Minnesota, South Dakota. Back to the phones here at 800-228-0550 to Bagley, Minnesota we go. And Scott, what's on your mind?
You know that show that was on last night about the wall? I knew what it was, they were going to do, so I didn't watch it. But I have met a person that used to bring people across. And all that wall is doing is making the people on the other side safer because they use them and abuse them to make money and to bring drugs across. And when they're done, they throw them away. This is just safer for them. But I knew what was going to happen. There's people out there you just can't even talk to about common sense. You just can't reach them.
It's sad. You know, it's sad because...
It's so terrible that it's, I know that they all came all at one time, but they have to come across the right way to keep them safe for themselves and us.
Yeah, it's better for them. The wall is better for them because you disrupt the cartel enterprise. You disrupt.
That's right.
And I couldn't agree with you more.
That guy that was bringing them across, he doesn't have a job anymore, does he?
No. And so you said you know somebody that did this for a living? This was their thing?
That's right. And he got out of it, but he did it for a living.
What did he tell you about? What?
It wasn't good. It was not good. If they want to know things, why don't they go find these people in jail that got caught for it and see if they can get them to talk? Because it's not good what happens to these people.
Yeah, it's so sad. It is so darn sad. You know, the human trafficking, they're slaves. They're slaves. It's modern-day human slavery. So, you know, these people are fleeing wherever they're fleeing. They come up here and think they can get across. The cartels find them, say, we'll get you across, but here's the deal. You're coming with us. Then, of course, there's all the sexual abuse and everything else. And they get them over into the U.S., they find a place for them to stay, and they find a job for them, but then they have to pay their wages back to them. And they don't pay the show off. So
they own them for a while. Yep.
Yeah, they own them. Think of that.
Yep.
It's absolutely disgusting. Do you think we should, as the United States, invest military resources into taking on the cartels?
I don't know if you can beat them back because they're in a country that... that won't help us. So how do you beat them back? And then the people that are there, they donate so much money, they got so much corruption. I don't know if you can beat them back or not. There's too much money. But the wall's going to help because they won't be able, it'll stop them from getting the drugs across so easy and getting money from the people that are coming across. It's going to help.
I can make an argument right now, Scott. The Mexico is helping the United States more than the Democrats, because Mexico has put troops at their border, and incidentally, they're also writing letters to Nancy Pelosi to say, please, our people, your people, everybody's going to benefit, please. So they're making the case on USMCA with Nancy Pelosi. And meanwhile, the Democrats are fighting the border wall, and they're fighting USMCA. So Mexico's doing more than they are. So I think if we said, look, Mexico doesn't like this cartel deal. The cartel is running the government down there. The government is losing to the cartels. I think we need to send... whether it's special forces or whatever, I think we need to invest militarily. I really do.
Yep. It needs to get slowed down. And then you said about the Democrats. Well, they're selfish. All they're thinking about is themselves to get reelected. And they're not doing anything for us. All they're doing is trying to destroy whoever that is sticking up for Trump. And they're the ones that are dividing this nation because... it's getting so bad, you hate to even say anything. You just got to just know what's right and wrong, and there's so many people that won't listen See, I listen to both sides, and you gotta make a decision. You can't just have somebody tell you what to think and how it is. And you gotta know right and wrong. And there's not many people in this country that knows right and wrong anymore, as far as I'm concerned.
Not too much to ask, but you're exactly right. Appreciate the call very much. Thanks for listening. Call again, okay?
Yep.
There's somebody with a first-hand account from one of the cartel, the smugglers. Brought to you by Pipers today. Do you have that catalog yet? Oh, my gosh, it's great. Loaded up with all kinds of great auctions, land auction, equipment auctions. Call 877-700-4099. I bet if you call right now, Kevin Piper himself probably answers the question. And then you can tell you about that Bonhoff Brothers Farm Retirement Auction that's coming up soon, too. Pipers.com for more information.
Ethanol is important to agriculture and all of North Dakota. Jody Hoff, Richardton, North Dakota, tells us about the community impact from the Richardton Ethanol Plant.
It's been a fantastic impact. This whole region of North Dakota seen corn acres increase, simply put, a lot over the last 10, almost 12 years since Red Trail's been operating. High percentage of their distiller's grain is in the wet or modified form, which is shipped, you know, directly from the plant to feedlots for cattle feed. And in this part of North Dakota, that's a big deal. When you look at corn, and basically you look at the corn basis, we have a nice low basis here in Richardton for where we're at, western North Dakota. Yes, we're getting top dollar because of the low basis, and we have the benefit of only trucking it maybe 5, 10, 30 miles if you're, you know, happen to be that close to Richardton. But guys definitely come from 100 miles away, too.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities like Richardton, North Dakota. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.